There were just 5 cards leaked from Kaldheim. These cards are Lathril, Blade of the Elves, Renar the Ever Watchful, Glimpse of Glory / Patch of Sacrifice, Skatharski Rootnar, and Oko Winter's Liege. So, reading these off, Lathril, Blade of Elves, is 2 black green for 2/3. Legendary creature, elf, noble. It has menace, and whenever Lathril, Blade of Elves, deals combat damage to a player, create that many 1/1 green elf warrior creature tokens. And then you can tap it to tap either 10 or 5. It's a little hard to read. Untapped elves you control. Each opponent loses 10 life, and you gain 10 life. So, this is pretty cool. I don't know if it's 10 or 5. We will have to wait and see. But I think it's going to be great to have a new option for elves, be able to pump it up a lot, and then make tons of elves. This is going to be a fun deck to mess around with. Renar the Ever Watchful is 2 white-blue for Legendary Creature Spirit Warrior 2/3 with Flying and Vigilance. And the text is a little bit less clear on this one, but the part that is clear is the part I already said, and whenever you exile 1 or more cards from your hand and or permanents from the battlefield, create a 1/1 white spirit creature token with flying. And the other part that's a little bit less clear is the first card you foretell each turn costs, and then there's like a mana symbol, and I don't know what that mana symbol is, but there's that mana symbol to foretell. So the first card you cast each turn, the first card you foretell each turn costs something, some mana cost, to foretell. So, first of all, we don't know what foretell is. And second of all, it's just a little bit hard to read. When I looked at the original image, I'm pretty confident in this exact text, but it could be wrong. So then that gives us the question of what is foretell. And, of course, we don't know. It could be anything. But, like, implicitly, it's probably related to what the card does. So anything that exiles from your hand or your graveyard. So the thing that comes to mind is suspend. So my prediction is it's going to be like suspend, but it only is cast when an opponent does something specific. Like if an opponent casts a sorcery, or an opponent casts an enchantment, or something like that. Now, I really don't know. It could be anything, but that's my prediction. And I couldn't find the original source for these two images. I have the full images from the original source, and I found pretty high-quality ones, but I don't know exactly where it was first released. But considering just the fact that there are images and they look pretty legit, I think that this is real. Then there are some other leaks from Reddit. So this was just by someone on Reddit. They made their account on October 6th, 2020. So that's one day ago at the time of recording. And this is one of very few posts. So they're either a newcomer to Reddit or more likely this is a throwaway account, which I don't really think that lends more or less credibility. It just means that they don't want it to be tied back to themselves, which I think makes sense. So it really could be anything. I don't know if this is real or not, but considering how many real leaks we've seen recently, I would guess that it is. So they have leaked 3 cards. Glimpse of Glory, which is a blue for sorcery, Scry X, where X is the number of legendary permanents you control, draw a card, and on the other side is Patch of Sacrifice, which is 2 for legendary artifact equipment. When it enters the battlefield, choose an opponent. They play with their hand revealed for as long as it remains on the battlefield. And equipped creature gets +1/+1 and has tap, scry 1, and it has equipped 2. Being able to the blue sorcery, draw a card, and scry is honestly amazing, and one of the best cantrips out there. And the artifact, Patch of Sacrifice, is kind of bad. I mean, being able to have someone play with their hand revealed is good, but there's not very many decks that care about that. And the other abilities are just mediocre. Skatharvosk Rootnar is 1BG-RED for legendary creature Elder Scroll. Sacrifice a creature. Untap Skatharvosk. It gains indestructible until end of turn. If that forest was a snow permanent, Skatharvosk and each snow creature you control gets +2/+2 until end of turn, and it's a 3/3. I think black, red, green is a little weird for colors. Blue seems important. And I do think that having a snow deck is very under-supported. But in both of these leaks, we have information, potential information, about snow. Because there's been a lot of speculation that that unknown mana symbol is a snow mana symbol. So it does seem pretty likely that they would bring snow back into Kaldheim. Oko, Winter's Liege, is 3GB for legendary planeswalker Oko, and it has +1. Create a 3/3 green elk snow creature token. -2, scry X, where X is the number of snow permanents you control, draw a card. And -7, gain control of up to X target non-land permanents, where X is the number of snow permanents you control. Each of those permanents that are creatures gain haste, and it has 4 loyalty to start off with. So, these leaks, I really don't know if they're real. I mean, there's no evidence that they're real, but there's been a lot of real leaks recently, and I don't know. Like, it could be real, it could be fake. My guess is it's real, but there's not really any evidence either way. All right, well, that's all the information. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.